You're listening to a special program from United Nations Radio in New York. I'm Stephanie Kutrix, and I'm here in Paris at the historic UN Climate Change Conference. It's hoped this meeting of international leaders will conclude with an unprecedented agreement, which will help to reverse changes to the world's climate. Later in the program, we'll be at the opening of the conference, and we'll have an interview with the UN Secretary General, who's been campaigning on climate change issues during the almost 10 years he's headed up the organization. But first, a bulletin of news with Matthew Wells at UN headquarters in New York.
History is calling world leaders to come up with a deal during climate change talks in Paris, according to the UN Secretary General. Ban Ki-moon told around 150 leaders present at the COP21 talks, which began on Monday, that they had a potentially unique political opportunity to write the script for a new future on limiting global warming.
You have the moral and political responsibility for this world and for us and succeeding generations. History is calling. I urge you to answer with courage and vision.
More than 3 million children under 5 in Nepal are at risk of dying or contracting life-threatening diseases this winter due to severe shortages. The warning comes from the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, which says that fuel, food, medicines and vaccines are all running low. By the end of this year, nearly half of the world's households, 46%, will be online, up from 30% just 5 years ago. That's according to the annual Measuring the Information Society report from the World Telecoms Body, the ITU. Although almost all of the world's population is now covered by mobile cellular service, the picture for online connectivity varies greatly according to where you live, says the report. The availability of life-saving antiretroviral drugs for people living with HIV needs to be extended to all, said the World Health Organization on Monday. The call comes ahead of World AIDS Day, which is marked annually on the 1st of December. The expansion that's already taken place of antiretroviral therapy has led to a stark reduction in AIDS-related deaths, said WHO, combined with increasingly effective prevention efforts. Pope Francis has finished his trip to the Central African Republic, marking the first time that the leader of the world's Catholics has visited a conflict zone. He told worshippers at a mosque in the capital Bangui that Christians and Muslims were brothers and sisters. Diane Corner is in charge of the UN mission in the Central African Republic. She praised the Pope's efforts at bridge building, especially in a speech he gave at the presidential palace.
He took the slogan of the Central African Republic, which is unity, dignity and work, and he reinforced the message of the importance of having a unified nation where people of all different backgrounds should be respected and valued.
UN Special Representative Diane Corner speaking about the Pope's visit to the Central African Republic. Matthew Wells, United Nations.
World leaders meeting in Paris, France, have been told they need to wake up to the severity of the dangers brought about by climate change. Around 150 heads of state and government have gathered here at the UN Climate Change Conference in the hope of agreeing a deal which will, amongst other goals, keep global temperature rises to below 2 degrees Celsius. Cristina Silveiro is in Paris and has been listening to some of the key opening speeches.
The meeting in Paris has been billed as a potentially unique political opportunity to limit global warming, one of the most serious results of climate change. French President François Hollande opened the conference.
C'est au nom de la justice climatique que je m'exprime.
It is in the name of climate justice that I'm speaking before you today, and in the name of climate justice that we must act. We need to wake up to the severity of the threat posed to balances in the world.
It's hoped a universal deal will be struck by world leaders by the end of the two-week meeting. The key goals include measures to limit global temperature rises to below 2 degrees Celsius and to agree a mechanism by which rich economies can provide $100 billion a year for poor countries from 2020 to develop technology and build infrastructure to cut their emissions. Cristiana Figueres is the head of UNFCCC, the United Nations body which is organizing the conference.
This past year has been a turning point. After many years of hard work, we finally see irreversibility of direction, depth of engagement, and boldness of action. This turning point is remarkable, but the task is not done.
One of the challenges facing delegates is whether some countries, the polluters, have more responsibility to act than others. Developing nations say industrialized countries should do more to cut harmful greenhouse gas emissions. In his speech, U.S. President Barack Obama admitted his country, as the world's second largest emitter, had played a role in creating the problem. He warned of some of the likely effects if action was not taken.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow, political disruptions that trigger new conflict, and even more floods of desperate peoples seeking the sanctuary of nations not their own. That future is not one of strong economies, nor is it one where fragile states can find their footing. That future is one that we have the power to change. Right here. Right now. But only if we rise to this moment.
All the participating world leaders will have the opportunity to lay out their vision of how to reverse climate change. President Hollande of France had this rallying message for them.
Alors, plaçons-nous au plus haut niveau.
So let's set our ambition as high as possible so that we can at least come close to this ambition. Because here in Paris, we will decide on the very future of the planet.
Delegates will spend the next 2 weeks working to try and complete an agreement that governments around the world can sign on to. It's hoped that this conference will go down in history as marking the turning point in the struggle to reverse unchecked global warming. Cristina Silveiro at the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, France.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said that he's convinced world leaders will adopt an ambitious deal. He's made climate change issues a central focus of his tenure in office. I spoke to Mr. Ban ahead of the opening and asked if he was optimistic that an agreement would be reached.
I'm reasonably optimistic and convinced that the world leaders will adopt a very ambitious universal climate change agreement at this COP21. We've been working very hard, very long. The time for action is now. I have seen a growing political momentum among member states that considering all this climate change phenomenon, which have been impacting all throughout the world, regardless of where you are coming from, they know that they have to take action. The very simple fact that nearly 150 heads of state and government are coming, and more than 180 countries have submitted their INDC, intended nationally determined contribution. That means we have much better chance of success.
How are climate change and the Paris Agreement linked with the Sustainable Development Goals?
The leaders of the world in September at the United Nations have adopted very visionary, ambitious sustainable development agenda with 17 sustainable development goals. The number 13 goal is climate change. If we do not implement the climate change agreement, then all these remaining 16 goals will be affected. This is a complementary one, and they are all interconnected. Not a single goal can be implemented in isolation, much more so in case of climate change. This is the way we can make this world better and safer. And this is the way we are working for people. The Sustainable Development Goals is people-centered and planet-friendly.
Why is it so urgent that we do something now?
The science has made it plainly clear that this climate change phenomenon is caused by human behavior. It's only natural that we, human beings, should change our behavior a sustainable way. We have to do it. The moment for action is now. We don't have any time to lose. That's why I'm urging world leaders to demonstrate their moral and political leadership for humanity.
From the corridors of the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, where an unprecedented number of leaders are gathering to negotiate an agreement that will impact us all. Thank you for listening to UN Radio. We'll be keeping you updated on the latest climate news during the next 2 weeks. I'm Stephanie Kutrix.